Law enforcement officials are still investigating Friday night's brawl that involved members of the Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers, and fans. NBA Commissioner David Stern handed down severe penalties to players over the weekend, including a 73-game suspension for Indiana's Ron Artest. The commissioner's tough stance already may be having an impact in other parts of the sports world. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
At a news conference yesterday in Auburn Hills, Michigan, where the now infamous brawl happened, a county prosecutor cautioned it'll be several weeks before possible charges are filed. Most of the charges against players and fans would probably be for misdemeanor assault and battery. Auburn Hills Police Chief Doreen Olko said one person could be charged with a felony.
You may recall that during the incident, there was a chair that was thrown into the crowd. We have a large amount of video footage from several angles of the person who threw the chair. We are asking that person to come forward, since it's only a matter of time before we will identify you.
Authorities did identify the man they say threw the drink cup at Indiana player Ron Artest, the act that started the melee with fans. John Green of West Bloomfield, Michigan, is a Pistons season ticket holder who reportedly will be banned from Detroit's home arena. Green denies he was the one. Meanwhile, an entire nation continued buzzing about the incident and the player at its epicenter, the 25-year-old Artest, who jumped into the stands throwing punches. His former college coach, Mike Jarvis, was interviewed on ESPN.
He needs help, and I'm hoping, my hope is that the NBA did what they did and suspended him so that he can get help, so that he can basically learn how to cope.
Indiana coach Rick Carlisle criticized what he called the excessive negative portrayals of Artest and other players involved in the fight. Perhaps the most interesting show of unconditional support for Artest came from Pacers president Larry Bird. The former Boston Celtics legend embodies the last great era of the NBA, when he, Magic Johnson, and Michael Jordan made the league wildly popular. Ron Artest, for many, symbolizes the tattered image of the current NBA. But at the Pacers news conference yesterday, Bird seemed to reach across the divide.
Ronnie Artest, to me, is one of the top 10 or 12 players in the league. He's a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal basketball player. We're behind him 100%.
But many continue to praise Commissioner Stern for his tough punishment. The sports world didn't have to wait long to witness possible ripple effects. Monday, in what some are calling an unprecedented action, the University of South Carolina and Clemson withdrew their football teams from postseason bowl game consideration. The teams were involved in a horrible brawl Saturday, which would have gotten more attention had it not been the day after the NBA fight. South Carolina Athletic Director Mike McGee announced the bowl decision late yesterday.
The players acted without thinking. I'm certain they feel embarrassed, upset, and sorry that it happened. But regret and remorse do not excuse these actions from being punished.
McGee said the decision not to play in a bowl game could cost South Carolina over $1 million. Initially, some blamed the widespread coverage of the NBA brawl for inciting the college football players the next day. After yesterday's announcement, perhaps the two incidents are linked, but not the way that'll make people cringe. Tom Goldman, NPR News.